It's Mother's Day today. This week I looked up the 250 places in the Bible where the word mother is used with two questions in my mind. How should a person treat his mother and why? Now, some of you that are here today, your mother is no longer living, and the Lord knows and understands what a loss that is for you. The psalmist in Psalm 35:14, the psalmist was in great sorrow, and as he was casting about for a way to express his sorrow, he used these words: "As one who laments his mother, I bow down in mourning." Those of you who have mothers who have gone on ahead of you, today you should look back on your mom, wonderful or not always wonderful, and you should take a moment and give God thanks for the mom that God gave to you. For those of you whose moms are in heaven, you should think about the glorious reunion that is coming for you and the joy that'll be. But for those of us whose moms are still here, we want to survey the whole Bible and answer these two questions. How does God want me to treat my mom, and why? The Bible is full of commands about this, about how you should treat your mother. Some of these are specifically for young children, but most of them apply just as much to adults as they do to children. So, our responsibilities, we're going to cover that first. First thing the Bible says about how you should treat your mother is honor. Honor her. First commandment we will see. Turn in your Bibles to Exodus chapter 20. So if you go to the beginning of your Bible, we've got Genesis. Exodus is the second book. We're going to Exodus chapter 20, where the Ten Commandments are found that God gave to his people Israel. The Ten Commandments begin with four commandments about our relationship with God himself, and then it moves to six commandments about how we are to relate to other people. And the first command about how we're to relate to other people relates to how children and their parents are to relate. So Exodus chapter 20, we're looking at verse 12. "Honor your father and your mother, that your days may be long in the land that the Lord your God is giving you." This command, honor father and mother, is repeated multiple times in the New Testament. For all of us here whose mother is still living, one of God's basic requirements for our lives is that we honor our mothers. The Hebrew word for honor has a basic meaning of being heavy or weighty. When it's used of people, it means that this person carries great weight. They carry status and importance. The word honor is sometimes used to describe how we're to treat God himself. He is a weighty person, and we're to treat him as such. Sometimes it's even, this word honor is translated as glorify when it's talking about the Lord. It is here. So, for example, Psalm 86:12, "I give thanks to you, O Lord my God, with my whole heart, and I will glorify," or "I will honor your name forever. I will give weight and significance to it." So the command honor your mother means to treat your mother as if she is someone of significance, someone who is worthy of respect. It ought to be that if you're in a room with your mom, that the other people in the room can see that lady has significant weight in their mind. You can tell by the way that they treat her that she's someone of value to them. That's this word honor. Honor her. How does God want you to teach your mother? Honor her. Number two, revere her. Revere her. This command is in Leviticus 19:3. "Every one of you shall revere his mother and his father. I am the Lord your God." To revere someone is to fear them, to stand in awe of them. Revere is the verb form of the noun that's used in Proverbs 9:10 about the Lord. Here, the fear. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and the knowledge of the Holy One is insight. So we are to have a fear, a trembling, and standing in awe of our moms. So mom comes into the room and there ought to be, or she calls and asks for something, there ought to be a little bit of a trembling in your heart. Why? Because she's intimidating? No, it's because of the Lord. Look here, Leviticus 19:3. "Every one of you shall revere his mother." And then the explanation the Lord gives is, "I am the Lord your God." When our kids were little, you have to start from zero teaching them everything, right? So this is one of the first things we try to teach our children, was that they should honor their mom, right? And so it was very rare in our household from the time our kids were little, for there to be any dishonor of mom if dad was in the room. Because this is taken very seriously, right? And so there's no saying no to mom. There's no sticking out your tongue at mom. Anything like that. If dad's there, it's just not to happen, right? And just by me being around. And this is kind of what the Lord is saying. He's saying, listen, I'm always in the room. And so when your mom needs something, tremble a bit. You ought to treat her with respect, with fear, reverence. How does God want you to treat your mother? Honor her, revere her. Number three, if she ever has any physical or financial needs, take care of her. If she ever has physical or financial needs, take care of her. Turn with me in your Bibles to Matthew. We're going to the New Testament now. Matthew is the first book in the New Testament. We're going to Matthew chapter 15. Here in Matthew 15, Jesus rebukes the Pharisees because they were giving wrong teaching about how people were to treat their mothers and fathers. We're going to Matthew chapter 15, verse 3. Matthew 15, 3. Listen to Jesus' rebuke for the Pharisees. He answered them, "And why do you break the commandment of God for the sake of your tradition? For God commanded, 'Honor your father and your mother.' And whoever reviles father or mother must surely die. But you say, 'If anyone tells his father or his mother, what you would have gained from me is given to God, that he need not honor his father.' So, for the sake of your tradition, you have made void the word of God, you hypocrites." Here's how this worked. According to the Jewish law, you could pledge your money to the temple or possessions. You're saying, this thing is Corban. So maybe you own something and you say, listen, when I die, this thing is going to go to the Lord. It's kind of like I'm putting it in my will, my inheritance for the Lord. It's Corban. It's a fine tradition, putting the temple in people's will. But here's how people twisted this tradition. Say a man's mom and dad were getting older. Well, our responsibility before God is to honor them with our wealth and to take care of them. If they got needs, we're supposed to meet those needs. What was happening, though, is that some Israelites were saying, you know, mom or dad, I would love to help you out. You know, I have all these possessions. I got my vacation home and my jet skis and my fishing boat and my yacht. Okay, I'm modernizing that a bit, right? I have all these things, but all these things are Corban. Like, when I die, it's going to go to the temple. And so I know you got a lot of needs, but all this stuff is Corban. It's for God. And so I'm sorry I don't have anything to help you. And so selfish kids were living it up and leaving their parents destitute, all under the protection of the traditions of the elders. And Jesus says, you know what God wants? God wants you to honor your mother. And so if she's got needs, sell the stuff and help her. No phony religious excuses. And not only did Jesus teach this taking care of moms and dads, but he modeled it with his mother. It's a beautiful scene that shows up in John, where Jesus is hanging on the cross, bearing our sins. And that's the heart of the Bible, you know. Oh, we're sinners. Because of our sin, we're separated from God, and Jesus came to die in our place. So Jesus intentionally hung on the cross and he bore our wrath so that we might be clean and forgiven. But there's seven things that we read in the Bible about what Jesus said from the cross. One of the things that came out of our Lord's mouth in those horrible hours had to do with taking care of his mom. Look here. John 19:25. But standing by the cross of Jesus were his mother and his mother's sister, Mary, the wife of Clopas, and Mary Magdalene. When Jesus saw his mother and the disciple whom he loved, that's John, standing nearby, he said to his mother, "Woman, behold your son." And then he said to the disciple, "Behold your mother." And from that hour, the disciple took her into his own home. Now, Jesus had brothers. But somehow, Jesus knew that Mary needed more than Jesus' brothers would be able to provide for her. And so, in the midst of bearing our sins and enduring God's wrath, Jesus gathers his strength to be able to speak from the cross. And he honors his mother by making sure that all of her needs will be provided for by the men that he loves and that loves him. So how does God want you to treat your mother? Well, take care of her. Number four, bless her. Bless her. Turn your Bibles back to Proverbs. So if you go to the middle of your Bible, flip around, there's Psalms and then Proverbs to the right of it. We're going to Proverbs chapter 30. Here we will find that we are all to bless our mothers. Proverbs 30, we're going to verse 11. Proverbs 30, 11 reads, "There are those who curse their fathers and do not bless their mothers." There are people out there, Proverbs says, who do not bless their mothers. People like that exist, but it should not be. Keep reading, Proverbs 30, 11. "There are those who curse their fathers and do not bless their mothers. There are those who are clean in their own eyes, but are not washed of their filth. There are those, how lofty are their eyes, how high their eyelids lift. There are those whose teeth are swords, whose fangs are knives, to devour the poor from off the earth, the needy from among mankind." You're not one of those people, are you? Those detestable people who shouldn't exist, who don't bless their mothers? This word for bless, it's a Hebrew verb. The noun form of the verb bless is the word ni. The idea of it is, the basic idea of blessing in Hebrew is that you bow before, you get on your knee before someone and you bless them with your mouth. And so we read in Scripture of people blessing, kneeling and blessing God. It doesn't always go with kneeling. Sometimes we read of God blessing people and people blessing other people in gratitude to them. Proverbs 30:11 says it should be assumed and automatic that all decent people use their mouths to bless their mothers. There are those who do not. Your mom ought to be used to you saying nice things to her. Your mom ought to hear you blessing her, right? Saying thank you and I love you and I appreciate you. There are those who do not bless their mothers, but let none of us be among them. How's God want you to treat your mother? Bless her. Number five, if you are a child, God wants you to obey her. If you are a child, God wants you to obey your mother. This is true of kids. It's true of teenagers. If you're still living at home with your mom, then God wants you to obey your mom. He wants you to, when she asks you to do something right away with a good attitude, do what she asks. Ephesians chapter 6, verses 1 through 3. This is the passage we had read at the beginning of the sermon. Hear what it says to children. It says, "Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right." And then it quotes the Ten Commandments. "Honor your father and mother. This is the first commandment with a promise that it may go well with you and that you may live long in the land." So kids, until you're an adult living on your own, God wants you to obey your mom. All the way through high school, this is still the command for you. Now, when you're an adult, you don't have to obey your mom anymore, but you always have to honor her. And just to get a sense, boy, in the Old Testament, this is taken so seriously. When the kids are told to obey their parents, it's taken so seriously. I'll give you an example. So in the Old Testament, God used to have laws for the land, and there were punishments that God would set. Here was the law for children who did not obey their moms and dads. Look, it's from Deuteronomy 21:18. "If a man has a stubborn and rebellious son who will not obey the voice of his father or the voice of his mother, and though they discipline him, he will not listen to them, then his father and his mother shall take hold of him and bring him out to the elders of his city at the gate of the place where he lives, and they shall say to the elders of his city, 'This our son is stubborn and rebellious. He will not obey our voice. He is a glutton and a drunkard.' Then all the men of the city shall stone him to death with stones. So you shall purge the evil from your midst, and all Israel shall hear and fear." Now, that's not the law anymore. But it does show us God takes this really seriously. He wants children to obey their parents. Also, not only are there punishments if you don't, but here in the verse that we read, Ephesians 6, 1 to 3, where it says, "Children, obey your parents." Also, there's a promise that comes with it. Do you see? It says, "Children, obey your parents, that it may go well with you, and that you may live long in the land." So, basically, kids that obey their moms, God says, if you obey your mom, you're going to have a better life and you're going to live longer in general. So, very important. If you're a child, God wants you to obey your mom. Number six, how does God want you to treat your mother? Number six, bring her joy by the way that you live. Bring her joy by the way that you live. Proverbs 23:25 says, let your father and mother be glad. Let her who bore you rejoice. It is a good thing to try to make your parents proud. Now, we should all live for God first. We shouldn't just live for what my parents think of me. But it's a good thing to please your parents. So if God sees you making your mom smile, then most likely God is smiling too. How does God want you to treat your mother? Bring her joy by the way that you live. Number 7, never forsake her teaching. Never forsake her teaching. Proverbs chapter 6, verse 20 says this. My son, keep your father's commandment and forsake not your mother's teaching. Bind them on your heart always. Tie them around your neck. When you walk, they will lead you. When you lie down, they will watch over you. And when you awake, they will talk with you. So even as an adult, the Lord says, think back on what your mom taught you and don't ever let go of it. So when you're walking through your day, you'll remember those things that she taught you and it'll help you, it'll guide you. When you lie down at night, the things your mom taught will watch over you, keep you safe. Get up in the morning, there used to be your mom again talking to you. All these things she taught you when you were growing up. So if you hear your mom's voice speaking to you in the back of your head, the advice of Scripture is, well, don't ignore her. Listen. Listen. Hold on to those teachings. How's God want you to treat your mother? Never forsake her teaching. Number eight. Never harm her in any way. Never harm her in any way. Look at these Old Testament laws. Exodus 21:15. Whoever strikes his father or his mother shall be put to death. Whoever curses his father or his mother shall be put to death. And then Proverbs 28:24 says, whoever robs his father or his mother and says, that is no transgression, is a companion to a man who destroys. Maybe it's easy for us to take our parents for granted. This man seems to be taking his parents for granted, right? He's taking their stuff and saying, well, it's going to be mine eventually. Maybe my parents don't know how to manage this very well anymore, so I'll take it. And the Lord says, no, that man is a companion to those who destroy. And so don't ever do anything that's going to harm your mother. These are the commands we find in Scripture about our mothers. I want to look quickly at a couple of balancing truths. This does need a little balance because there are ungodly mothers. Some of you may have mothers that don't love the Lord and don't teach you the right things. So what about that? Even ungodly mothers still deserve honor. But, number one on your sheets there, never follow your mother away from the Lord. Never follow your mother away from the Lord. If it comes to a choice between following your mom or following the Lord, then God expects you to choose Him and walk away from your mom's advice. Matthew chapter 10, verse 37. Whoever loves father or mother more than me, Jesus said, is not worthy of me. And whoever loves son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me. And so no one is to come first in your life before your God, not even your mother. And it may be that your mom will tempt you to sin or that she'll give you bad advice that isn't trusting in the Lord. And if that happens, you shouldn't listen to her in that case, but follow Jesus. So don't be like Ahaziah, king of Judah. 2 Chronicles 22:3. Ahaziah walked in the ways of the house of Ahab, for his mother was his counselor in doing wickedly. Don't be like Herodias' daughter in Matthew 14. You remember this story? She danced for her dad. Her dad said, you can have whatever you want. She goes to her wicked mother. Mom, what should I ask for? Here's what happened. Matthew 14:8. Prompted by her mother, she said, give me the head of John the Baptist here on a platter. So just because she's your mom doesn't mean she's always going to give you godly advice. What do you do if the advice that you get from your mother contradicts God's word? Well, then you want to follow King Asa's example. King Asa in 2 Chronicles 15:16. Asa was rooting out the worship of idols in Judah, tearing down idols' temples and saying, listen, we only worship the Lord. And then he found out that his own mother had made an idol. Here's Asa's response. 2 Chronicles 15:16, even Micah, his mother, King Asa, removed from being queen mother. So he fired her from her position. Because she had made a detestable image for Asherah, Asa cut down her image, crushed it, and burned it at the brook Kidron. So never follow your mother away from the Lord. It's another balancing truth here. Number two, if you do not have a godly mother, look around the church. If you don't have a godly mother, one that loves and trusts in Jesus, look around the church. It may be that there's a godly older woman here that can fill that gap for you. Turn over again to Matthew in your Bibles, Matthew chapter 12. So in the New Testament, his first book, Matthew 12, there's a time in Jesus' life when his own mother is resisting his ministry. She doesn't think that his strategy is the right one. And so Jesus' mother Mary and Jesus' brothers come and they're trying to interrupt what he's doing and send him in a different direction. So they're outside the place where he's speaking. And here Jesus gives us some instruction that's helpful to us. Matthew chapter 12, look at verse 46. Matthew 12, 46. While Jesus was still speaking to the people, behold, his mother, Mary, and his brothers stood outside asking to speak with him. But he replied to the man who told him, "Who is my mother? And who are my brothers?" And stretching out his hand toward his disciples, he said, "Here are my mother and my brothers. For whoever does the will of my Father in heaven is my brother and sister and mother." Jesus is saying that if you're in me, I'm going to give you a family that in some ways might be deeper and more significant than even the physical family that I gave to you. Look also here at what Paul says in Romans 16:13. This is greetings at the end of the book. He says, "Greet Rufus, chosen in the Lord, also his mother, who has been a mother to me as well." Well, maybe you don't have a godly mother to look up to. Well, God's given you the church. Look around. Is there an older lady that you could find and say, would you be my mentor? I don't have somebody godly that can teach me the ways of the Lord. Would you come alongside me and help me with that? I would guess that lady is going to say yes. How God wants you to treat your mother. Now let's look at why. So we saw, I'm going to just summarize it as God wants you to honor your mother. We saw that. Now why? Why would God want you to honor her? So I'm on the back side of the sheet here. Why does he want you to treat you like this? The basics are this. Number one, honoring your mother is right in the sight of God. You should treat her this way because it's right in his sight and it pleases him. So no matter who your mom is, you show her honor, it pleases God. Number two, another reason why you should honor your mother is because she brought you into existence. She brought you into existence. She carried you in her womb. She went through labor for you. Proverbs 23:25. Let your father and mother be glad. Let her who bore you rejoice. And so that's the basics. Some people don't have ideal mothers, but everybody's mom did this for them. Right? Every mother carried you through labor, brought you into the world, and the Lord says, that's enough. That's enough. That lady deserves your honor for the rest of your life. But many of us have bonus reasons for honoring our mothers that go beyond that she brought us into existence. Many of us have bonus reasons. We can think of other things that our mothers have done for us. And if your mom has done any of these other things for you, then you especially ought to be thankful and show her gratitude in your life. Turn over with me in your Bibles to Proverbs 31. Proverbs 31. This chapter It's a description, the end of this chapter, of a woman of excellence who cares well for the needs of her family. And at the end of this description, the proverb says, here's how the husband and the children of the woman who does extra well ought to treat her. Proverbs 31. It's not just because she's mom, it's partly because of what she's done as mom. Look at Proverbs 31, look at verse 28. Her children rise up and call her blessed. Her husband also, and he praises her. Many women have done excellently, but you surpass them all. charm is deceitful and beauty is vain, but a woman who fears the Lord is to be praised. Give her the fruit of her hands and let her works praise her in the gates. So all mothers are worthy of thanks and honor. But if your mother does extra things, you ought especially to show her honor for her sacrifices she's made for you. As I surveyed the scripture this week, I found a list of things that many mothers do. So I just want to walk through it and just think, has your mother done these things for you? If so, you ought to be extra grateful if she's done any of these things. Okay, so number one, bonus reasons to be showing your mom honor. Bonus reasons. Number one, has she prepared delicious food for you? Has she prepared delicious food for you? Rebecca did this for her children in Genesis 27:14. So he went and took them and brought them to his mother, and his mother prepared delicious food, such as his father loved. The excellent wife in Proverbs 31 did this as well. Look at Proverbs 31, verse 15. See there? She rises while it is yet night and provides food for her household and portions for her maidens. If your mother has prepared delicious food for her, you should honor her for it. Every time, really. Number two, has she clothed you? Has your mother clothed you? Okay, 1 Samuel 2:19 has this precious little detail in it that I noticed this week. It's just so much fun. Okay, so Hannah she was barren. She couldn't have children. So she prayed to the Lord that the Lord might give her a child. And God answered her prayer and sent her Samuel. What Hannah did is because God miraculously gave her Samuel, she dedicated Samuel to the Lord. She took Samuel to the temple, and he grew up there in the temple, worshiping the Lord. And Hannah only got to see Samuel once a year or so. She wanted to express her love for him when she came to see him. And look at what it says she did. This is 1 Samuel 2:19. And his mother, this is Hannah, she used to make for him a little robe and take it to him every year when she went up with her husband to offer the yearly sacrifice. Hannah showed her son love one way that she could. She made him little robes. Has your mother shown you love by making or buying clothes for you? If so, you should honor her. Number three, has she provided you with a sense of home? Has she provided you with a sense of home? Titus 2:4 says that older women are to teach the younger women how to be working at home. Barzillai in 2 Samuel 19:37 said he just wanted to be buried where his mother and his father were buried because that felt like home. In Proverbs 31, over and over again, we read what this woman did for her household, for her home, for the people that lived there. Look, for example, Proverbs 31:27. She looks well to the ways of her household and does not eat the bread of idleness. For many of us, there's a sense that wherever mom is, that's home. I can go there. I know that I'm going to be loved and welcome and accepted in this place. And she has worked hard to make this be. And if your mom has done that for you, she deserves honor for it. Has she provided you with a sense of home? Number four, is she fiercely, permanently loyal to you? Is she fiercely, permanently loyal to you? There is a burden that many moms carry. It is a burden of love. And they just cannot stop thinking about and planning for and loving and worrying about their kids. Luke chapter 2, verse 51, it describes Mary, but I think this also describes many other mothers. Luke 2:51, and he went down with them and came to Nazareth, was submissive to them. This is Jesus. And Jesus' mother, Mary, treasured up all these things in her heart. I think many mothers do this. They just treasure up the memories of their children in their hearts. They hold on to them. And sometimes that brings heaviness. The thing with mothers is they still care about you even when you're foolish. Right? Proverbs 10:1, a wise son makes a glad father, but a foolish son is a sorrow to his mother. And your mother would rather have you make wise choices, but often she will still care about you even when you're foolish. Pray for you every day. Also, with moms, many mothers have an irrevocable compassion. Just cannot forget their kids. The Lord uses this as illustrations throughout Scripture when he's trying to show like unshakable loyalty, he thinks about moms. Look here, Isaiah 49:15. The Lord says, can a woman forget her nursing child that she should have no compassion on the son of her womb? Even these may forget, yet I will not forget you. You notice there, the Lord's compassion for us is even greater. His fierce loyalty to you, if you trusted in him, is even greater than a mom's loyalty to her children. It's kind of amazing. And yet, when we're looking for an illustration of that kind of fierce loyalty, we think of mom. That's right. So, is your mom fiercely, permanently loyal to you? Has she worried about you and rejoiced for you and lived as if your happiness is her happiness? If so, you should honor her for it. Number five, has your mom comforted you? Has she comforted you in hard times? Again, when the Lord is looking for an illustration of the comfort that he offers to his children, what comes up over and over again in Scripture is the Lord says, I will comfort you like a mother comforts her children. Look here, Isaiah 66:13, as one whom his mother comforts, so I will comfort you. You shall be comforted in Jerusalem. So has your mother comforted you in hard times? You should honor her for it. Number six, has she taught you godly wisdom? Has she taught you godly wisdom? The bride in Song of Solomon 8:2, thinking back to her home that she grew up in, and she defines her mother as this, she who used to teach me. Did your mother teach you? In Scripture, we find mothers teaching both their sons and their daughters. Here in Proverbs 31, where we're at, we find a mother teaching her son. Look at Proverbs 31:1, the beginning of this chapter. The words of King Lemuel, an oracle that his mother taught him. Verse 2. What are you doing, my son? What are you doing, son of my womb? What are you doing, son of my vows? And all the wisdom that King Lemuel's mother taught him. If we go through the first part of this chapter, she teaches him in verse 3 not to waste his strength chasing after women. She teaches him in verse 4, don't be drunk with wine, it's going to cloud your judgment. She teaches him in verses 8 and 9 to speak up for the weak, to defend the rights of the poor and the needy. Then in the end of the chapter, she says, son, let me tell you what kind of wife you should seek for yourself. This is all Lemuel's mother taught him. She says, son, find yourself a woman who will work hard, who will bring honor to you and blessing to your family. Here's an excellent wife. Look for a lady like this, she says to her son. Find yourself a woman who fears the Lord. And then, if you find that kind of a woman, then that lady will teach these things to your children. Look, Proverbs 31:26. She opens her mouth with wisdom, and the teaching of kindness is on her tongue. So, in Scripture, we read about moms teaching their sons, guiding their lives through their wisdom they give to them. Also, we read of mothers teaching daughters. Titus chapter 2 is not just mothers with daughters, but older women with younger women. But certainly it applies to the kinds of things that moms are teaching their daughters at home. Titus chapter 2, verse 3. Older women are to teach what is good, and so train the younger women to love their husbands and children, to be self-controlled, pure, working at home, kind, and submissive to their own husbands, that the word of God may not be reviled. And so, men, women, boys and girls, did your mother teach you godly wisdom? If so, you should honor her for that. Number seven, has she handed down to you her faith in God? Has she handed down to you her faith in God? Look at 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 5. Paul writes to Timothy, I am reminded of your sincere faith, a faith that dwelt first in your grandmother Lois and your mother Eunice, and now, I am sure, dwells in you as well. It seems that Timothy's father may not have been a believer, but Timothy was not without a godly example. Timothy's sincere faith first lived in his grandmother, and then that faith lived in his mother. And now Timothy, watching the way that his mom's faith shaped her life, he also believes. What more precious gift could Timothy's mother have given to him? He got to observe her faith, and now it's his faith. And then, think of it, everywhere that Paul goes, Timothy goes, right? We find that out by reading the New Testament. Where Paul goes, Timothy goes. And so wherever Timothy goes, the faith of his mom and the faith of his grandma are impacting and are being spread to believers throughout the world. Does your mother hand down her faith in the Lord Jesus Christ to you? Boy, if so, you should honor her for that. So how does God want you to treat your mother? He wants you to honor her. He wants you to honor her if she's only done the basics. Honestly, if she's an ungodly woman and she's not a good example to you, she doesn't treat you well, you should still honor her because she gave you life and it pleases the Lord. But for many of us here, your mom's done more than that. Has she prepared delicious food for you? Has she clothed you? Has she given you a sense of home? Is she fiercely, permanently loyal to you? Has she comforted you in hard times? Has she taught you godly wisdom? Has she handed down to you her faith in God? If so, then you are blessed. Proverbs 31:30, charm is deceitful and beauty is vain, but a woman who fears the Lord is to be praised. Give her the fruit of her hands and let her works praise her in the gates. Let's pray. God, in every area of life, we open up your word and we find what is right for us. And here, there's wisdom. Maybe this is hard for some of us. And so we just pray that you would help us to honor our moms in the way that you ask us to here. May we be worshipers of yours, even in the way that we care for, honor, obey, revere, provide for our moms. So, Lord, we thank you for this Mother's Day. It reminds us of this. Even today, cause us to open up your word and remind ourselves what you say there. May that be true of us. May we be people who are marked by honoring our mothers. We pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Thanks, everyone. God bless you.